It is day two of the Virginia Film Festival. This is Sean McCord at the Main Street Arena, talking with filmmakers and other creative sorts. I'm sitting across from Ben Neighbors, the director of William and the Windmill, a documentary. Ben, you came down here from New York, and you've been traveling a lot with this film. And actually, this film is screening twice at the festival. It screened this morning at Charlottesville High School.
That's right. We screened for about 1,100 students at Charlottesville High School, and then we play tomorrow at 2 p.m.
Right. 2 p.m. in Cobra Theater, Saturday, 2 p.m. in Cobra Theater. So tell us a bit about the film. Tell us about the subject of the film, William, and I'm going to ask you to pronounce his last name.
Kamkwamba.
Kamkwamba. A little bit about this guy and then why this was a good film to screen for Charlottesville High School students.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, William is a Malawian. When he was about 14 years old, bet you're going to hear a lot of that. Is that bad?
It's okay.
We're
used to it. It's part of the ambiance of the film festival.
Absolutely, okay.
They are literally constructing a dance floor behind us as we talk.
Oh, okay, great. When William was 14 years old, he saw a picture of a windmill in a textbook and taught himself how to generate power from this picture.
Mm-hmm.
So built a windmill from scrap, powered his village, and subsequently rescued his family from famine.
So you said 14-year-old boy?
14 years old, yeah.
So he saw a picture of a windmill?
He saw a picture of a windmill in an American textbook that had been donated to his village.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so that was what drew me into the story, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
An amazing hook. It's also a beautiful image. A windmill is, you know, a very romantic, poetic concept, right?
Romantic.
We have a lot of associations with it.
It's tilting at windmills, building dreams. So how did you find out about William
Kamkwamba?
Kamkwamba.
Well, the film opens with a TED Talk. So William is identified by the TED Conference to speak at their conference in Tanzania in 2007.
Mm-hmm.
This time he's 19 years old. His talk is a huge internet success, and he becomes something of an icon almost overnight. There he meets a TED executive, a man named Tom Riley, who takes a real interest in William, and that's how I became connected to the story and started to follow.
Yeah. Yeah. So you've shown this film around at different festivals. Tell me about the screening this morning at CHS. I know you had some technical difficulties.
Ah,
we won't dwell on that.
No problem.
But the screening and how the students responded.
Yeah, well, what's been interesting, so we played at the South by Southwest Film Festival, and we got a chance to screen for teachers.
Right.
There's a strong educational theme to the film. And so the opportunity to play specifically for teachers to think about the educational overtones was really, really special. We played at the Hot Dogs Film Festival, and we played for about 2,000 high school students, which was an amazing screening as well.
Hmm.
But this was a younger group of students here in school, middle school to high school. And there were, I guess, 1,100 students. And I think what was most striking about their reactions to the film were how relatable they found William.
Yeah.
I mean, I mentioned education is important, but this is also the story of a young person doing something really extraordinary. Particularly the way the film's been constructed is I think William is a really honest, authentic, touchable character, someone that you can really relate to. I mean, I could tell you the simple story of him building a windmill, and it just sound short and brief and all tied up. But the film is, you know, a 90-minute story that follows him across 5 years.
Oh, wow.
So you get a chance to really understand a person. And the people, the young people today, the screening really responded to that. I was particularly impressed with the way that the film made them feel.
So how old was William when you finally met him?
At 19 years old.
He was 19, so something he had done
prior.
Prior.
Now, he
right.
continued to build windmills and experiment with electricity all throughout the making of the film. But
mm-hmm.
my story really looks at the transition in William's life that the windmill triggered.
Yeah.
So his TED Talk turns him into something of a media sensation, for lack of a better word, and kind of an icon for development.
Mm-hmm.
William then, through the help of his mentor, this gentleman Tom, secures a book deal, a lot of media attention, and William's story is a New York Times bestseller, And then ultimately becoming optioned for a scripted Hollywood feature.
Of course.
So, of course. So that trajectory is pretty extraordinary for a young person from a small village in Malawi with no light or running water initially.
Yeah.
That's what I'm interested in, that transition. And what we learn in the process, what we learn about us as we interact with William, because he's something of like, he's like an amazing foil when you spend time with him. You find yourself acting a certain way. I don't know.
And he's seen the film, and what does he think?
Yeah, William was present for the premiere of our film at South by Southwest, as was the other gentleman, Tom Riley. We were all on stage taking questions. He had a great time down there. He got a pair of cowboy boots.
So you are an independent documentary filmmaker. You've got your own group out in New York. What's the name of your group again?
The company's called Group Theory.
And tell us some of the kind of other projects that you're working on.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're a small production company. We're about 3 years old.
Mm-hmm.
We work out of Williamsburg, Brooklyn, New York, in New York City. And this is our first feature film. We're working on two other feature-length documentaries. One is called The Happy Film. Which is about...
The Happy Film?
The Happy Film.
Okay.
Yes, it's about a graphic designer named Stefan Sagmeister, who has taken it upon himself to see if he can train his mind to be happier. And he does this by conducting a series of experiments over the course of what is now almost 3 years. And as you can imagine, things get complicated when you play around with happiness. The film is about him, it's by him, and it looks at his artwork and these like larger questions of why we pursue what we pursue.
Interesting.
I'm also making a film with another filmmaker named Jacob Cole about the making of a Broadway show.
Mm-hmm.
Quite a while ago, during a much different time in the life of Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark, this mm-hmm. Broadway mm-hmm. musical, we were invited into the production to film behind the scenes. And then those scenes
before
the turbulence.
Right, so you were there while actors were falling from the scaffolds and
replacing. We were.
Wow.
And, you know, other things, ups and downs all around. But I think what we got a chance to observe there was the making of something, the challenge of, like, bringing an idea into the world, and the tension between what I would call like creative interests and market realities.
Sure.
Broadway is that space.
Absolutely.
Where it's expensive to have your door open, and so you have to make tough choices. Or tough choices are present every day, and decisions have to be made between this business and commerce question we hear a lot
mm-hmm.
about, you know, all the time. And so that's a project we're nearly finished with, but is really interesting, really, really special time we had a chance to film. And we're also we're premiering a film next week, a short documentary called Brooklyn Farmer,
right,
which is about a group of rooftop farmers in Brooklyn that over the summer of 2012 constructed the world's largest rooftop farm, which happens to be in my neighborhood.
We were speaking just early this morning to Robert Griffith, who has a documentary here about a farming couple here in Virginia, but he also went up to Washington, D.C. and looked at and spoke to urban farmers up there who are doing much the same thing. We're making green spaces wherever they can in an urban environment.
Yeah, great.
So we can find out more about your group and your films. Your group is Group Theory, and your website is group-theory.net.
Correct.
You're out of Brooklyn. Your film that screens at the Virginia Film Festival is William and the Windmill. Again, Scream Saturday, 2 p.m. at Cooper Theater. I'm talking to Ben Neighbors, the director. And with that film, a short screens before that called Space Girl by Daniel McChrystal and others. This is part of the Virginia Film Festival High School Director Competition. So we'll get a chance to see that as well. So urge you all to come to Cooper Theater Saturday at 2 o'clock to see William and the Windmill and Space Girl. And Ben, thanks very much for coming by.
Thank you.
All right, we'll see you here again.